Okay, why don't I open it up to any questions you may have?
What do you think about the way Brandon played, going over 100 catches?
Well, he played extremely well. You know, he got his thigh hurt early in the second half and kind of worked through that and made a number of plays for us. But really impressed with his maturity. You know, you take it from the summer program to the summer camp, and you just saw a guy grow as a football player and as a person, and I think he'll continue to do that through the off season, and you know, he'll be a top guy for next year. Jason Felt, I always ask him, and that wind was really blowing, and he didn't feel good about it. Yeah, it has been a tough year. You always like to end it on a positive note. You know, I thought we kept, you know, their team in check for most of the game. Obviously, a credit to them, some of the plays they made there in the fourth quarter. But it's always nice to finish off the season with a win. Yeah, that's nice. You know, anytime they get a couple drives there in the latter part of the fourth quarter and you let them back in the game with a couple two-point conversions and you make a play like that, obviously, big play was made, and difference in winning and losing. That win was a little stronger than people thought. I wasn't really sure if we wanted to win the toss. If we did win it, I was thinking about kicking off anyhow. So, kind of worked out the best. No, he's just not back to full speed, and you know, he's better than he was. But we got to get him back in football shape. Anytime you have an MCL and you kind of go through rehab and you get a chance to see a guy in practice if he's full go. And most of our running game was trying to get to the outside today. You know, with their strength of their defensive tackles, we felt we'd attack him on the outside, the perimeter. And we just didn't feel like that was his strength going into today's game. That's why we use Young and Hall majority of the time. Anything else? You know, we got grown men that we talk to. I think our people are smart enough to understand what happened last year, and obviously a very sensitive topic, you know, with our football team, and we understand how to act and how to handle ourselves, and we'll leave it at that. What do you mean by that? Just don't. Why don't you just have to ask me if any of that is true, and it's absolutely not true. So you don't have to worry about speculation in the media. All you have to do is ask me. Same thing we do every year. You know, we get a chance for the offense and defense to evaluate the other side of the ball as well as special teams, and we put our players in a pecking order, and you know, we look at our players for contracts, and obviously look at free agency, and we'll have a little bit more time off than we want. We'll have plenty of time to do that. Well, you know, talk is very cheap. You know, we got a chance for a lot of players to get some experience this year that we weren't counting on playing. So that's a positive, and we'll go back and try to put a good football team together, hopefully a little bit more successful than we were this year.
Mike, now that you've seen Jay over 16 game NFL season, talk about this season, the ups and downs, what you saw, where he progressed, where he still needs to live up.
Well, I could talk about that. You just asked me a half-hour conversation. But you know, overall, for him to play the way he did, especially from behind, as many games as he did, was really a credit to him and his maturity. I think we got one heck of a quarterback for the future. I think it was evident on how he played this year, especially in some very tough situations. You take a guy like Daniel Graham down today, you got Stokely down, Javon Walker coming off, you got your center, your left guard down, you got your starting running back down, and you find a way to beat a football team that was, you know, playing for a playoff spot against a team that was number one in the National Football League in rushing defense and playing pretty consistently. So some guys stepped up that really weren't supposed to be called upon and played at a certain level that I was really pleased with. About what? Now, I really haven't had much. You know, I talked to Rod about where he was at and where he was at with his hip, and he shared that with you. That was my suggestion to share that with you at this point, you know, before we took off for the off season, and we'll just have to wait and see. But I think everybody knows what Rod Smith has meant to this organization and just how he's handled himself from day one, both on and off the football field. He's a natural leader. One of the reasons we've had the success we've had is because of a guy like Rod Smith. His leadership skills and his playing ability and just the way he's worked. Even this year when he hasn't been able to play, was, you know, there consistently for our younger players. And one of the reasons why some of our younger players developed at the rate they did, because of the leadership of a guy like Rod Smith. Yeah, you want to see your young people make plays, and I thought, as I've stated before, we've had a number of people go down, and some of these young players have responded and responded well. Anything else? Thanks. Well, in Pittsburgh and Green Bay, notoriously, it's been like that through the years. You know, the Pittsburgh has a great following, regardless whatever place they've been, so has Green Bay. To be honest with you, I didn't hear anything today, you know, but Pittsburgh has stood out in the past, and so has Green Bay of all the teams that we've played since I've been here, going back to the Super Bowl years. Well, then today, if that was the case. Thanks.